I'd like to call the Committee on Military and Veterans Space and Domestic Security to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Gibson. Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Sachs. Senator Stargell. Yes. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak, fill out a form and please silence your electronic devices. I'd like to take up tab one. Before I do that, though, I would like to announce Senator Sachs does have an excused absence. She was unable to be with us here today. So tab one, Senate Memorial 1710 on Declaration of War Against Global Islamic Terrorism Organizations by Senator Evers. Senator Evers, you recognize, explain the state memorial.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, you know, a lot has been said about the war on terrorism. Well, you know what? It is a war, and it should be treated as a war. We shouldn't be cutting back on our military. We should be, for our safety, for us being the power of the world, we should be on top of it. And thus, the reason for the Senate Memorial 1710 is a declaration of war against global Islamic terrorism organization. And it urges Congress to declare war on the Al-Iraq and the Islam, the state of Iraq and Levant and the other global Islamic terrorist organizations.
Okay, we do have, excuse me, are there any questions on the memorial? Senator Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when I was trying to make sure I underline and reread the memorial, and I'm trying to understand we're urging Congress to do an active declaration of war, which would then engage all of our military resources, because the sense is that we are not currently engaged in stemming ISIL?
Yes. That's exactly. I mean, you know, with all of the power that we have as the greatest nation in the world, and with the threats that come across, whether it be through our computers, whether it be bombings in other nations or other countries, ultimately it's moving closer to us. And the sooner that we can get a handle on, and that's the reason for making it a declaration of war, is to bring it to the forefront, to use all of the resources that's at our ability or that we have at hand to move the ball closer to bringing it under control, to where our children and our children's children will be safe.
Follow-up?
Yes.
So the declaration would, or the urging of a declaration would be a declaration of war against
the global
Iraq.
Well, against the global, against the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
Okay.
Yeah, there'd be three entities. It would be declare war, declaration of war between the United States and Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, and ISIL, those three entities. And of course, what makes this unique, these aren't countries per se. That's the different world that we live in today. We do have one card, but before we go there, we do have an amendment. There's a delete all amendment, barcode 107162. That's timely filed Senator Evers, you want to explain?
Well, that was the amendment that the
that you just explained.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess the questions were based on the amendment.
Yes.
Any opposition to the amendment? Seeing no opposition to the amendment, so the amendment is introduced unanimously. Now, we do have one card. Mr. Pound, Greg Pound.
Thank you, Chair and members. As I put on there, just information. You know, it's there's basically three religions, the Muslim faith, the Jewish faith, and the Christian faith. And now I know we might see we have a war on terror against Islamic belief. And they see us as Americans as being killing 57 million babies. They see the goal of our social engineers of turning the men into the women into men. And, I mean, just this past week, on the 11th of this week, we had the Muslims up the top of the Capitol having their Muslim day at the Capitol. And I talked with them. They're very friendly and peaceful people. And they just don't understand, you know, and unless there's a website called Brother Nathaniel, who's an Orthodox Jew, who shows that behind this Muslim war is the Jews who are promoting this. And so I'm just saying that at that point, when Christ said in John 8:44, other Jews, he said, you are of your father, the devil, and you do the deeds of your father. And he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. That's John 8:44. And when when we talk about Antichrist, we are a Christian nation. If you go and look at what Benjamin Franklin said about the Islamic faith, and he was one of the founders of this country, and you can read that. You just Google Benjamin Franklin's letter to Islam and what he had to say about it. And what happens is we lose our Christian values as a nation and as a country. We are blaspheming the Creator, and I believe that He's going to use the Islamic faith in order to deal with America and what we have done by blaspheming His name, by calling ourselves Christians, when we do some of the most vilest things in the world, like killing 57 million innocent babies. And we're going to pay for their innocent blood. And so we got to really watch when you come against people and you don't understand what the thing's about. I have a ministry on the USF campus in Tampa. I deal with the Muslims constantly and build a relationship with them. And it's just a real sad situation. I mean, I don't believe in having, the Bible says only one man, one woman, one wife. And that's the only problem I have with the Muslim faith, is that they can have more than one wife. And as Gaddafi said, the way we're going to beat the infidel and the Jew is by having children, having babies. And that's just what they're doing. They're having families, and the Creator loves babies, and He loves families. And so that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you. I do want to clarify, the strike call is not a declaration of war. It's an authorization for the use of military force against Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State of Iraq, and ISIL. That is our last appearance card. We'll go back to the memorial, Senate memorial as amended. Are there any questions on the memorial as amended? There are no appearance cards. Any debate on the memorial as amended? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do understand what the memorial is attempting to express, and obviously I certainly wouldn't want a no vote to any way reflect that I support terrorism. And so today I will vote because it is a memorial urging Congress to authorize but not declare war.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm just not sure that we obviously declare war against entities that aren't countries, but I do believe we are using military force against terrorist and terrorist attacks in the U.S. and in other areas, in other countries. So to that extent, I'll support the bill today and kind of rehash it before it comes to the floor. Thank you.
Okay, any other debate? I think it's a good memorial. It certainly shows that we're unified against what the administration is doing, what Congress is doing in appropriating funds for engaging international terrorism. And so in that regard, I think it's a good memorial. And, Senator Evers, you're recognized to close.
The only thing I've got to say is the folks that we asked to go overseas to protect our freedom, to them it's a war. And when we ask them to make that sacrifice, and some the ultimate sacrifice, it needs to be what it is. It is a war. And they need to use all resources that's available to them in order to protect themselves and us back home. And with that, I wave close on the rest.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Gibson? Mr. Chair?
Yes. Party vote, committee substitute for Senate Memorial 1710 is reported favorably. I don't think we have any other business before the committee. This probably would be our last committee meeting. It's been a great honor serving with this committee, both with our staff and our members. And who knows, we might find some reason to meet, but if not,
let's think about it.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
I have some bills we can refer.
Okay, all right. Withdraw from other committees and just bring them here. All right, Senator Stargell moves we rise. Thank you.
Kelly might vote no on some of them, but
no, there are no.